Robots activate.
The robots come to life in the arena. BattleBots, fight night. Words appear. In the mountains, man is either predator or prey. Viewer discretion is advised. Designs for the saucer section of a starship are sketched out. The body and warp drives are added. It becomes three-dimensional. Details are added. The drawing flies over a planet's surface. The bottom of a face. An eye looks at a spinning sphere. Sketches of a spacesuit. A figure in an exosuit sprouts metallic wings. Star Trek Discovery, based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Nighttime, aboard the Wizard. She slams into big waves. The crew stands around the table sorting Opelio. Morning. The sun shines on and off Allison's face. She holds onto a pole in a crowded subway car. She observes the array of passengers. A man with spiky green hair and a leather jacket stands next to a woman wearing a hijab. A man in a construction cap stands next to a man wearing a skull cap. Another man wears a baseball cap with glitter on the visor. She picks up the pen and signs. Allison lets out a breath and smiles. In Rodney's prison cell, through a small glass window in the thick metal door, a prison guard sees Rodney hanging from a noose in his cell. He opens the door.
I need you to bring me home.
He looks for his baby among the young baboons playing on the ground nearby. He looks up at the tree and sees the baby fall to the ground. Gant tosses Spock across the bridge. Burnham grabs Gant's phaser. She shoots him. He steps forward. A needle emerges. He pushes it toward her eye. Green nano device filled liquid swirls in the syringe.
There's only one outcome.